And when it comes to you, I said, don't believe. And if you can't learn something, you should leave. But listen, you don't mean it. And I ain't trying to catch up. My just part of how I think. You know what makes me young to ask that? My brother made dates, and we were young mother to be a hatch. But since we all came from a woman, got paid from a woman, and I came from a woman. I went to how we take from a woman, while we play power, and we do take power. Women, I think it's time to kill for our women, time to kill our women, be real to our women. And if we don't elaborate the baby, that will hate the lady, make the baby. And since the man can't make one, he has the right to tell a woman when it's weird to create one. So will the real men get up? I know you're fed up, baby. But keep your head up. Hey, yo, I remember Marvin Gaye used to sing the beat. He had a feeling like Black was sang the beat. Suddenly the kettle didn't seem so tough. The boy had his butt. We all sad enough. I was the bubble by my curfew. We broke the roof. Went with the local group and had a smoke or two. I realized mama really paid the price. She never gave a life.
Time zone I am. This is the morning drip of Suleiman Bey, and it's definitely the morning time where I'm at. Islam, Islam. So I hope y'all well out there this morning. Thank y'all for joining in. You know, we're going to roll through the show as usual. We hope y'all all in your mode, in your place where you need to be, in your good spirits. You know, no matter what you're going through, man, there's always a blessing in there. There's always a way for you to teach. There's always a way for you to learn. Always for you to gain, you feel me? Even if the circumstances don't look like that, even if you're in a situation where you might not got all your faculties or your limbs, and still you got something to offer, you feel me? You still are a gift. You're still precious. Yeah, you're just as precious as everybody else is. So believe that. So that's what we're focusing on here. We're focusing on that preciousness that's inside of each one of us, especially dealing with self and family. You know, we're dealing with that preciousness that's inside of us and our family, and trying to bring that out. We're trying to bring them gifts and talents out and pool that. Pool those resources. Them the resources I'm talking about. Of course, it's financial because it takes finances to raise a nation. But, you know, we're talking about just pooling those gifts and talents, getting the best out of people. You know, what a person can do, that's what we need out of you. We need you to be able to do that and excel on that. And we need to be able to back you and support you so you can be your best at that, because that's what you do. And each person do that. And that's how you win. And that's how we come together. You feel me? It's no big eyes and all that. It's just a family. It's a unit. And we start that with home. You know, we could do that blueprint, and we can master that at home with self, with your significant other, and then with your seeds in the house, especially if you got them over 12, 13, where they could get put on them AUs and stuff. You're teaching your family different disciplines and sciences, man. That's what this is about. You know, we teach them different disciplines and sciences. We're not trying to hold back the children and wait till they're 18. We're keeping them on the leash over here. We keep them on the leash in this culture, this black culture that gave us. You know, you keep them on the leash till they're 18, then you send them out in the rural, and in between, you ain't taught them nothing. Everything they've been taught been from Jim Crow and them. Yeah, old Jesse James and them, Mr. Math and them, the 12 years of being a slave, going through that dumb education system. And why are y'all folks all caught up on that? Everybody's caught up on they got to go to school. Nah, they got to go to school because you under submission to European rule. That's why you got to send them to school. Let's be frank and let's be straight up and be real. Y'all sending them to school because you under European rule and oppression, and you don't want to put your foot down and be your own sovereign queen or king. That's the point. You want to let somebody else to rule you and govern you under some foreign law. Now, see, if it was your own people, I mean, you still a buck on your own people. That's what they did. If they suppressing you and holding you down, you're supposed to claim your own. Hey, step out and be your own self. That's what they did on July 4, 1776. They declared their independence from Great Britain. Yeah, they did. You feel me? And they put in the declaration. And everybody up here, y'all saluted every year. Y'all saluted and followed. Oh, the 4th of July. That's what they did. They government, they mother nation was putting their foot on their neck, down their throats, and they said, we don't want to have it no more. You know, we are our own sovereign. Everybody was born with this right. And that's what they did. So what's wrong with you? What's wrong with us? So that's what this is about. It's about us coming together. You know, we got to get over this stuff. I was just looking at my financial situation, and I was like, man, I was looking at what I had going out. And I was just doing the math, and I was like, man. And then I thought about my partner, and I was like, man, that's for sure. $5,000 going into somebody else's hand every single month. Whoa, that's a lot of money to give to somebody. You ain't getting no return on it. You just giving somebody that every month. You know, just think about that. Every month, you don't think about it like that because you paying rent and we doing this. Like I have bills like every week. Like it's adding up. I got to pay these people back $350. Then I got to do my car note. Then I got to do this. I said, okay, I got to take some of these things out. This is too much going out to other people, and it's not staying into my kingdom. You see what I'm saying? That's a lot of money. Would you just go into your house and every month somebody say, I'm going to walk by with the car or the wheelbarrow. You got to pay tribute. You know, that's how it used to be. And you got to just throw out that $5,000. You'd be mad. Man, I got to give these people this $5,000. Well, that's what we're doing. So when you realize that, and then we realize ways to, how can you counter that? So that's what I've been doing. I've been trying to find ways to pool our resources with your friends and your family. And that's what this is about, building blocks. So your building blocks can be building a network of people in businesses, and y'all empower each other. You know, if you understand the system of how businesses are built, if you understand the Duns and Bradstreet and the NAF, you understand all those type of things that are reporting agencies for businesses, then you guys can be a blessing to each other. You know, you can start businesses, and you could report to each other. You could do business with each other. Give each other net 30 counts, you know, and report. You know, modest. You don't have to try to blow it up. Oh, I gave them $50,000. Well, man, your business ain't even made $50,000. So you got to just, you know, be modest. Now give them $300. Hell, that's what a person who ain't got no credit, they going to give you a credit card for about $300. And give them $300. Yeah, you got 30 days to pay me. That's modest. That's something somebody can stand. You can stand that in your business. Up your nose with somebody you're trying to trust and start a business, a relationship with, you know. So we got to be able to do them things instead of being bow-legged, because a lot of times And that analogy is the same. I watched that as a youth growing up in the hood. Man, we out there on the turf, and everybody out there, there's a few cats who got it going on and doing it, and everybody getting it from them, but not everybody coming to their mind and say, hey, let's all put in together. Just go out at once, come in, break bread. I mean, you got to put in the same, just everybody put in there to go to the same place for to get it for the same price. That way, when you get it, I don't care how much you spent, you got it for the same price, cheap. Now, we can go serve everybody else more. Nobody thought about that. Nobody thought about why the Chinese, the Arabs, and our other cousins and them in our communities got all the liquor stores, the gas stations, the inferior food, selling all the pork, selling all the alcohol, I know they ain't supposed to, buying our women, doing all this stuff in our communities. We going there paying for this inferior stuff, paying extra prices, and we could have bought these stores. We could have pooled our money and bought these stores. We stood in front of them and sold all our drugs. Hey, cousin, hey, come on, cousin, let you come in, hide your little drugs. Yeah, we could have owned the stores. We was out there getting the money, but did we have the sense? No. You know why? Because we haven't been taught economics. They didn't teach us economics. They didn't teach us the Constitution. So that's why we have been taught come to the constitutional foe. And by the way, the Morning Drip with Suleiman Bey is definitely first and foremost, the prophet got to be mentioned. You know, Noble Drew Ali, because Yahushua did come again to these shores, and I bear witness to that. And until you can scream more all you want to. You can say Islam all you want to, and you can say I'm a Moor because you are. That's your inheritance. That's your birthright. But until you know the prophet, until you know his life, his walk, you're not going to get it. It's not going to make sense to you. But when you get it, when you go get that jewel, when you go search and study, and you study that, then you go know for sure, especially if you grew up with the Bible in your house, especially if you grew up reading that Bible left and right, and you know it. And yeah, no matter if you turn or whatever, especially then, you're going to bear witness. You're going to bear witness to Yahushua, and you're going to bear witness to Revelation. Yeah, you're going to. So I wanted to put that out there because it's a lot of stuff going on, man. It's a lot of stuff going out there. And we got, you know, the prophet said, you don't call people the N-words. You know, you don't call your brothers the N-word. You know, you got a lot of filth out there, man. He said, you call them dirty Moors. You got a lot of filth going on out there. A lot of people that just don't know, too. That's what it is, too. You got a lot of people trying to mislead people. You got people that just don't know. You feel me? You know how it go, man. You know, 85% of the people just, you know, deaf, dumb, and blind. That's how it go. You feel me? They just deaf, dumb, and blind. So, you know, the other percent who know, you know, don't want to tell and hide and, you know, agent provocateurs and scheming out. There's all kinds of stuff going on. But listen, you know, you can hit us up at legalempowermentgroup101.com. That's the website. We do the credit repair, credit builder there, fast moving pace. Now, none of that slow. You pay every month. Pay the people every month and keep paying and your stuff barely moving. Nah, I'm talking about quick results, get your stuff off of there, get your stuff cleaned up for real, where you can start getting your life together, start living off the land, living off the resources. Almore Consultation, LLC.com, you know, same thing, the consultations on whether it's business formation, whether it's stocks, cryptos, just overall, whatever you go through the archives and listen to in the episodes, you can hit us up there. So, let me see here. Holy instructions to the Moors. I wanted to hit some of the hadiths to the prophet, too, because that's just it's been on my heart. And to definitely take my reading this morning. Let's see where I'm going to go. Yahushua, come again. You know that. Give you some teachings that you haven't heard before. Okay. So this is chapter 11. Yahushua reveals the marriage law of man and wife from Allah. The law forbids adultery, but in the eyes of the law, adultery is an overt act, meaning outward, the satisfaction of the sensuous self outside the marriage bonds. Now, marriage in the sight of the law is but a promise made by man and woman, by the sanction of the priest to live together until death. no priest or officer has the power from Allah to bind two souls in wedded love. Say that then. What is a marriage tie? It is not what the priest may say or do. There is but one true marriage, and Allah alone can perform this marriage. It is the love of Allah that finds its way into the two. Man and woman's hearts, and that is all ever to be. Your priest cannot cause this to be. Again, it said, it is the love of Allah that finds its way into the two, man and woman's heart, and that is all ever to be. Your priest cannot cause this to be. It is the promise of the two that they will love each other until death. Is love a passion that is subject to the will of man? Can man pick up his love as he would a gem and lay it down or give it out to anyone? Can love be bought and sold like sheep? Love is the power of Allah that binds two souls and makes them one. There is no power on earth that can dissolve this bond. The bodies may be forced apart by man or death or just a little time, but they will meet again. Now, in this bond of Allah, we find the marriage tie. All other unions are but bonds of straw, and they who live in them commit adultery. But more than this, the man or woman who indulges lustful thoughts commits adultery. Whom Allah has joined together, man cannot part. Whom man has joined together, live in sin. But lo, I say that he who in the heart desires to possess that which is not his own is a thief in the sight of Allah. Listen, the thing which men see not with eyes of flesh are of more worth than the thing that men can see. A good name is worth 1,000 times a mine of gold. And he who says a word or does a deed that injures or defames that name is a thief. Upon the table of the law we read, thou shalt not covet anything. To covet is an all-consuming wish, to have anything that is not right for anyone to have. And such wish in the spirit of the law is theft. They're talking about the spirit of the law, the different law and the spirit of the law. So this is a thought, such wish. And it's to have anything that is not right for anyone to have. So a lot of times we be going after stuff that ain't even ours. A lot of times we be chasing men down, we be chasing women down. And like, I never did that. I just never cared for that. I always seen the problem in that. I used to read the Bible a lot and used to talk about the fury of a wife, I mean, or of a husband, you know. Like, if he find his wife or something, you know, how he gonna go bad. Like, I used to read that. I was like, man, this is like deep right here. Right? And then I used to see it in the rural, like, why people go off and stuff, you never know. And like, man. It's deep. So, yeah, I don't know who that was, but that always stuck with me like this. Like, people do, you know, they be on snapped. Yeah, they be on snapped out, man. They just snapped out. You know, you playing with them, you feel me? On both sides, man. You know, they don't know what's going on in people's heads. You don't know if people sit back, lay back. You know, if they sit back watching, looking, listening. You know, yeah, you don't know what's going on, man. It's just crazy. I see so much in the world going on with that. Right now. So some of the hadith of the prophet, I just want to share some of the hadith of the prophet. And the prophet said, in the year 2000, the Moors will come into their own. He said, I had to go around my elbow to get to my thumb, to get what I wanted established in this government. Okay. He said, the only way out of the fire is through the fire. And the same thing that got you in to get you out. You got to go through them slave laws. You got to go break some slave laws down. That person, that's what we go through on this show all the time, identifying with them person. And that word person is, you know, defining words and law. No, don't go by what you think is mean, what you've been taught. Remember, everything you've been taught, you need to go cross-examine. Everything you got taught, you need to go re-examine because it ain't led you to a pot of beans. It's a few people that got it, the few people that jumping and dancing through hoops. That's the only way you get it. So as a whole, everybody don't got it. As a whole, we on the bottom rail. Yeah, we on the bottom rail. The oldest people on earth, the oldest people with the oldest DNA on earth is on the bottom rail in the land of milk and honey. even the bees can make some honey. They could produce something. The bees, something that you swat out the air, could produce something that you can't produce. Yeah. So that's what state we in. That's the state we find ourselves in, because we're begging, we asking. We're not realizing who we are. We them people. You know, we let these people black us out of history. They didn't just black us out. That's the word they use. Study it. Study, study, study. They use the word black and blacked us out of history. Just took you on away. You thought you was brought here. You didn't know you was from here. You know, you've been looking at a pictures of North and South Africa when you see what they call Africa. You didn't know this was Northwest and Southwest over here. Yeah, with Central America and Mexico and the adjoining islands. You didn't know that, huh? You didn't know you was in Atlantis. You didn't know you was in the land of milk and honey. You didn't know you is them people, huh? Them boys. We them boys. That's what everybody be talking about. We them boys. Yeah, but the culture that you got, that's not yours. That's theirs. Yeah, they're getting reaping the rewards off of it. Why do you think they can pay you? If I can pay you a mass salary, how much am I making? Come on, this is common sense, people. But again, common sense is not all that common. Hello. Yeah, you on the morning drip with Suleiman Bey. I don't know where you at, but we is dripping, and it is the morning here. Yes, 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 ma'am. Yes, sir. So we on the morning drip, and we just sliding, riding, gliding, whipping and dipping. I don't know if you're sipping, smoking. I don't know if you're just sitting back thinking. But whatever you're doing, make sure that you cracking them atoms. Yeah, and then make sure you're splitting them atoms up right now. That's what we're trying to do. Yeah, we're trying to make it happen, put it out there in the ethers and make it reverberate. So, yeah. So training, that's what we've been doing. We've been getting trained. It's obvious. It's obvious we haven't been educated. Everybody say the miseducation. How you been miseducated? That's like being rehabilitated when you never was habilitated. Yeah, you what is that? Yeah, so I mean, this is just got to stop. We just got to learn to do the right things. It's a lot of information out there. It's a lot of resources you go out there. Hit them up. I get a lot of I like to read R.V. Bey publication books. Yeah, Taj Tariq Bey. Yeah, Raj Maria Bey. Yeah. The sisters. Yeah, I like to listen to the Washington Sisters broadcast and listen to they got a lot of literature. Yeah, Anais, Sahel, yeah, Auntie, yeah, get them R.V. Bey publications. Yeah, them books, them little pamphlets, man, $3, $5. You might find a book in there, $10. Yeah, man, they so little and powerful. Woo! Man, listen, it builds you up. Come on, building blocks. Man, build you up. I send them to all the penitentiaries. Man, I send them to the penitentiaries. Here, read it, women and males. Huh, read this. Check this out here. Get up on this. Civilize. Civilize yourself, because that's what this is about. So if you got a family and you in the house and the wife in the house and she got a job and she got a hustle and she got a bank account and she doing what she do and you got a job and hustle bank account, you doing what you do. And whoever else in the house got a job, the bank kind of doing what they do. And y'all haven't sat down, y'all don't have a blueprint. Hey, it's cool for everybody to be independent. That's the best thing in the world. That's the only way people can thrive, with independence. You got to let people thrive in their own, you know, in their own zone, their own lane, you know, in their own little era, their little, you know. And once you do that, that's how you go get the best out of everybody anyway. So you just sit down and you put that in the blueprint. It's like, okay, this is what we got going on. We got these deals. Okay, this is what I got going on. This is what you got going on. This is what you got going on. Okay, this is what we need to do. Okay, this is what we bring to the table here. Yeah, you bring something to the table. You know, you get all your things that you got, your responsibilities taken care of. And then you bring something to the table that's going to go towards a pot. It's like a hedge fund. Yeah, that's what a hedge fund, you know who buying all the property in the U.S.? Hedge funds. Hedge funds are when people put their money together. So it don't seem like a lot. See, we always think, oh, you got to have this mass, a lot of money. You start with what you got. You start with what you got. You put it in the pot each month. Each month, the heads of the family, so if it's you and your dude, your sister and her dude, this person and they do, everybody put me into this hedge fund, to this pot, and the mines, the elders, whoever's the mines, control the fund and go do for investing, whether it's in the properties, cryptos, whatever. You start investing what you got. You start flipping this money. You start flipping this money. And the more it grows and the more that people put in, the more things you can buy. You understand business now. You understand how to put money into businesses to build businesses. You understand how to build credit and stuff like that. So you start these businesses and put your family into those places and teach them. And you build this empire. But come on now. I'm giving it too much because nobody don't care. They don't give a damn about that. Nobody cares about family. We've been taught to hate each other. Oh, man, bro trying to do something. Oh, man, he ain't talking about that. Oh, he's scheming a problem. That's how they took Marcus Garvey down. That's how they knocked the prophet Drew out. Everybody who comes, that's how they knock down because of the self-hate from within. It's self-hate, and they send an old somebody from within. Come on, man, that's all it takes overnight, man. We the number one consumers. That means we can't be broke. We spending the most money, but we don't know what to do with it because you've never been taught economics. Yeah, so you, when you get money, you can't go spend no money. You can't get money, oh, I got $100,000, you can go below $50,000. You're a bum for thinking like that. People think, that's what Shaq told the man, told him, man, you rich, but I'm wealthy. Yeah, rich people go spend that. They'll spend half of it. He said the wealthy people go take that half and split that other half, go put 75 of it up. You're going to go ball off of the 25. Yeah, so you got to do everything within that 25. Go make his other investments, ball, buy the cars, buy the everything what they need, start a new business, everything, and put the whole 75% up. Yeah, like that there. So you feel me? So that's what we just got to learn. Just got to learn how to do different things, you know, how to really materialize, how to really materialize, how to really – and then a lot of the growing comes from within. Like I said, you got credit cards. You got credit cards. You older in your family. You understand the credit cards. You understand how to not use them. Well, put your younger ones and your family members on the authorized user. They can't use them. The card coming to your house. And you getting money. Yeah, charge them a little something. Yeah, tell them to throw you a little something. And the people on the other side, you should be willing to call your aunties and them, aunties and uncles and them. Hey, auntie, I'm trying to get my credit together, man. I got a couple of dollars for you. Put me on authorized user and explain it to them. Explain them what it is and what to do. They could get paid for that. Especially if they got a car, they could put multiples and unlimiteds on there. Man, you getting $300 every time somebody got to put them on again. But your family, you just take a little bit and give them a couple $100 or something, and they put you on for the 3 months or something to stay on by itself and report, and you good. So you do those kind of things. You put your little ones on there. Boom, 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 boom. They got cars. I got nieces and stuff right now got cars. Don't even know it. Don't even know it on credit. It's going to be booming when they get a chance to get their own. Yes, that's how it goes. So stuff like that. Understanding different bonds and stuff, y'all could put this hedge fund. Y'all could get bonds. You know, government-backed bonds if y'all want everything. You know, through Treasury Direct or whatever. Get them half off. You know, in 20 years, you get the face value, so you done doubled your money. And then for 30 years, they get interest. So you done doubled your money. So you got this hedge fund, and y'all buying these bonds. They say you start off, y'all got $5,000 in this, and y'all start off on bonds. So you get $10,000 worth of bonds. And that's what you're putting in for each month. So if everybody could put in the pot, and it comes up to $5,000 for the month. You know, let's say $500. Y'all just say, you know what we're dealing with now. You know what kind of folk we're dealing with now. They might not want, you know, they don't want to trust already who going to be holding the pot. They already going to be worried about who holding the pot, all that. Who holding the pot? You know, they trustworthy. That's why you got to have a trustee. That's what it's called, a trustee. It needs to be somebody that we all can trust. Amen. Hallelujah. Alhamdulillah. So that's how that goes. So you get a proper trustee, and then we put into this fund, and, hey, say it's $500 a month. That means we could get $1,000 worth of bonds. That means in 20 years, that $500 that we spend turns to $1,000, and then for 30 years, that $1,000 get interest for the next 10 years. So that seems like nothing, oh, man. That ain't nothing. That's how people say, what's the odds on that if you play that lot? Oh, man, I need more than that. See, you want too much. See, you take that five, that's every month old. The five is turning into 1,000. You remember. So in the 20 year, this is maturity. This is maturity. Boom. And you're doing this every month. Boom, boom, boom. Now, but this hedge fund is growing. This hedge fund is growing with compound collateral. Interest will be sitting in there. Hello now. Then you got to know how to move and re-wiggle and reinvest. See? So you're growing on stuff. So that's how that goes. So This could go on a mass scale. This is how every month you're taking that out. So you got it at 500. The index is growing. People coming in. Oh, okay, let's do. So you're putting in 1,000. Boom, 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 boom. Man, 20 years from now, man, you got all these things growing and the interest. Now, dig this. The collateral is what you can use when you go to get a loan. See, you don't got to wait for 20 years, 30 years. See, when you go with your portfolio, when you go to get a loan or something, they say, well, what do you have? What do you have back? And then you got this portfolio with all these stocks, with all these bonds, these treasury things up in there, these notes. Hell, here you go, Mr. or Mrs. You can get anything you want. See? But you haven't been taught this. Have you been taught the Constitution? You know the Constitution governs all of this. Everything is in there. From business to how foreigners are tried, aliens, citizens, even the slaves. They even have slave codes in there for the slaves. So, you are on the Morning Drift with Suleiman Bey. And I wanted to read some of this case from McGirt. I wanted y'all to understand the implications of McGirt versus Oklahoma. That was huge. Nobody talk about it. Nobody talk about McGirt versus Oklahoma, but that was huge. Yeah. And I'm going to read some of that just for the sake of that, because this has implications through all 50 states. Now, this dealing with nationality. That's what this dealing is. This dealing with the rightful heirs of the land. You got to remember now, no state or territory shall ever have a right to pass laws for the government of such Indians. But they should be allowed to govern themselves. Now, these states, we went over that. These states, y'all, us, we have been taught, we just look at states like, yeah, we don't even understand the concept of a state. The states are nations. When we look at the rest of the world, we see nations. But over here, we just say, oh, states. But states are nations. Those are people in there. There's sovereign people in there. Those are nations. You feel me? That's why they each have their own constitution and courts and laws. You feel me going on? You cross into another state, into another nation, there's some different laws going on, some different laws waiting for you over there. So that's how that goes on. So we're dealing with laws of nations, all right? And us not understanding that, we just out here running around. We're under these black code laws. Remember, Google that. Black codes, just Google black codes of 1724. And aha! Watch what you're going to find. I promise you, because I ain't going to tell you. If I tell you, you will be discriminated, and you will feel discriminated against. I'm not going to tell you. Just type in black codes of 1724 and see what you come up with. And when you're doing that, type in Sundry Free Moors Act, South Carolina, 1789, because that act had big implications. It really did. And that act has so many implications. And this is 1789, okay? Understanding citizenship and understanding the laws of the land where you at and what's going on. And they understood that they had Negro laws going on, and they understood that they wasn't no Negroes. They don't know where them people got that from. They knew what was going on, of course. They knew that was people that they had in bondage, but they wasn't that. So that goes the same as the Amistad case. You know, snatching us up, you know, act like we foreign alien, like we some slaves and run away all the time. We free Moors. So that's what the Sundry Free Moors Act is about, South Carolina. They just petitioned in the House, man, because they then got snatched up and then took away as slaves. As a matter of fact, I'll get that to you because that's short. We read it, but I have to remember, we dealing with tools in the workshop of the mind, so you always got to pound me, put out the hammer and pound this in to you, okay? Listen to this. This is 1789, y'all. This is why you don't call yourself black. This is why you don't call yourself Negro, nigger, however you want to say it. This is why you don't call yourself colored. This is why you don't check the box white and black. This is why you don't do that. This is why you don't say you African-American. What is that? Two continents. Where at? There's a bunch of nations and people in there. Where at? What is your pedigree, your bloodline? Here we go. The State Records of South Carolina. Journal. Let me put on my gargoyle. Yeah, I mean, put on my spectacles, man. Yeah, my forensics. Yeah, yeah. Let me get ready for y'all, man, so I can go into this real juvenilely. Yeah, the State Records of South Carolina, Journals of the House of Representatives, 1789 through 1790, Michael E. Stevens, editor, Kristen M. Allen, assistant editor. Published for the South Carolina Department of Archives and History by the University of South Carolina Press, South Carolina, 8557, copyright A, 1984, by the South Carolina Department of Archives and History. Manufacturing United States of America, ISBN number 0-87-249-9448. From January 20th, 1790, page 363 is continuous. There, too, our committee are Mr. Hugh Rutledge, Major Pinckney, and Mr. Diaz. House Journal 4, January 4th, 1790 through January 20th, 1790. Let me get some water, because I'm cottonmouth. I ain't going to lie. Mm. Oh, I could do that commercial with that one. That was that. A petition was presented to the House from sundry free Moors, subjects of the Emperor of Morocco, and residents in this state, praying that in case they should, now listen, 1789, these people are subjects of the Emperor of Morocco, but they reside in the state of South Carolina. Now that's deep, honey. Listen, Moors, okay? A petition was presented to the House from sundry free Moors, subjects of the Emperor of Morocco and residents in this state, praying that in case they should commit any fault amenable to be brought to justice, that they, as subjects to a prince in alliance with the United States of America, may be tried under the same laws as the citizens of this state will be liable to be tried, and not under the Negro Act, which was received and read. The humble petition of Francis, Danielle, Hammond, and Samuel, free Moors, in behalf of themselves and their wives, Fatima, Flora, Sarah, and Clorinda, humbly show us that your petitioners, some years past, had the misfortune, while fighting in the defense of their country, to be captured with their wives and made prisoners of war by one of the kings of Africa, that a certain Captain Clark had them delivered to him on a promise that they should be redeemed by the Emperor of Moroccan ambassador then residing in England, in order to have them return to their own country, instead of which he brought them to this state and sold them for slaves. They did a lot of that. Since that period, they have, by the greatest industry, been enabled to purchase their freedom from their respective masters. And now prayeth your honorable house that as freeborn subjects of a prince now in alliance with these United States, that they may not be considered as subjects to a law of this state now in force, called the Negro Law. But if they should unfortunately be guilty of any crime or misdemeanor against the laws of the land, that they may have a just trial by a lawful jury. And your petitioners have in duty bound will ever pray, one, order that it be referred to a committee. The following gentlemen were accordingly appointed, Mr. Justice Grimke, General Pinckney, and Mr. Edward Rutledge. Mr. Edward Rutledge reported from the committee to whom was referred the petition of the free Moors, which he read in his place and afterwards delivered it at the hands of the clerk table where it was again read for information. Ordered that it be taken into immediate consideration, which being read through was agreed to, and is as follows. Says, report that they have considered the same and are of opinion that no law of the state can in its construction or operation apply to them, and that persons who are subjects of the Emperor of Morocco, being free in this state, are not triable by the law for the better ordering and governing of Negroes and other slaves. Resolved that this house do agree with the report. I'm just saying, this 1789, man, they knew better than the 400 of the Negro Code. So that's so you would call, we would call Negroes then. You would call blacks, you would call color. Now you call African American. It's the same tag, because you go tag black when you go tag the mark. See, it's all tied in. It's all coined. It's a trademark. It's like trademarking your name one way, then turning around the other way, then flipping it inside out of the trademark. Then go black, covered, Afro-American, all synonymous. All go together. So when you go tag that tag up there, what race, and you tag white or black, man, you dead when you put black. Hell, you'd be better off putting white if you only knew. If you only knew. Hell, you'd be better off not marking white than to mark black. Because I'm telling you, Now, either way, now, you've been put up under that 14th Amendment citizenship. So that's what you start getting into. So, again, this is what we got to understand. So that is important to y'all to understand what we're under the Black Codes. Go Google the Black Codes of 1724 and Google the Sundry Free Moors Act, 1789, the House of South Carolina. Put them two together, see what's going on. And this McGirt case, McGirt versus Oklahoma, was a deep case. And I'm going to read through some of it here. Okay. Let's get to this. Okay. Okay, at one level it says, the question put before us concerns Jimmy McGirt. Years ago, an Oklahoma state court convicted him of three serious sexual offenses. Since then, he has argued in post-conviction proceedings that the state lacked jurisdiction, listen, jurisdiction, to prosecute him because he is an enrolled member of the Seminole Nation of Oklahoma, and his crimes took place on the Creek Reservation. A new trial for his conduct, he has contended, must take place in federal court. The Oklahoma State Court's hearing Mr. McGirt's argument rejected them, so he now brings them here. Mr. McGirt's appeal rests on the Federal Major Crimes Act. The statute provides that within the Indian country, any Indian who commits certain enumerated offenses against the person or property of another Indian or any other person, they get the word person, will be subject to the same law and penalty as all other persons. They go to take, let's start back, because they keep this word person. Remember, we've been breaking that down. It's artificial persons and it's natural persons. Corporations and it's natural persons. Mr. McGirt's appeal rests on the Federal Major Crimes Act. The statute would provide that within the Indian country, parentheses, any Indian who commits certain enumerated offenses, if you've ever been through the system, you know that language, against the person or property of another Indian or any other person shall be subject to the same law and penalties as all other persons committing any of the above offenses within the exclusive jurisdiction of the United States. See, all them persons is under the jurisdiction of the United States. See, so they both convict you the same way they convicting the blacks under the Black Code. So listen, so he fought that. He's like, they don't have jurisdiction. That's what you're supposed to fight. You're supposed to fight, man, I'm not black. You sentenced me in the Black Code. On all your papers, on all your prison papers, if you go back, listen, for everybody who family in the prison, and folks in the prison, listen. All your criminal records has the tag on their black or some tag that's not your nativity, that's not your nationality. That's fraud, that's crimes against humanity, that's denationalization. Bam, there you go right there. Challenge jurisdiction. Asking for their delegation of authority. By what authority do they have to have jurisdiction over you, over your person, over your natural person? See, you gotta distinguish that you're not artificial person from a natural person. You have to distinguish that in the law. So that's what old Jimmy did, Jimmy McGirt, okay? By subjecting Indians to federal trials for crimes committed on tribal lands, Congress may have breached its promises to tribes like the Creek that they would be free to govern themselves. How many of so-called blacks of us say, man, we got Indian us, but you the oldest people on earth. But you say you got Indian in you, but guess what? You're not in India. So whoever the people that they call Indian here they are not at home. This is not India, y'all. Come on, geography. This is Al Morocco. This is Al Moroccans, the Al Moroccans, America. Al Maghrib, Al Aqsa. Come on now. So whoever called the people Indian, that's a misnomer. That's the wrong name. This is not India. So if you're saying that this is the Indian's land, this is not India. That's why nobody's trying to claim it. And the people who got it is the European, and they not at home. Europeans telling everybody, go home. And people say, oh, go back to Africa, go back here. Man, we at home. You 3,000 plus miles away from Europe. This is our land. See, you got these tags placed on you and not understanding that. That's what we got to come out. We got to come out of that. Okay, so by subjecting Indians to federal trials for crimes committed on tribal lands, Congress may have reached its promises to tribes like the Creek that they would be free to govern themselves. But this particular incursion has its limits, applying only to certain enumerated crimes and allowing only the federal government to try Indians. State courts generally have no jurisdiction to try Indians for conduct committed in Indian country. And that's the case, Noggin Side versus Samuel. The key question Mr. McGirt faces concerns that last qualification. Did he commit his crimes in Indian country? A neighboring provision of the MCA defines the term to include, among other things, all land within the limits of any Indian reservation under the jurisdiction of the United States government, notwithstanding the issuance of any patent, and including rights of way running through the reservation, Section 1151A. Mr. McGirt submits he can satisfy this condition because he committed his crimes on land reserved for the Creek since the 19th century. The Creek Nation has joined Mr. McGirt as amicus curiae. Yeah, they on his side. They coming in. They're coming in on here as a witness on his side. Not because the tribe is interested in shielding Mr. McGirt from responsibility for his crime. Instead, the Creek Nation participates because Mr. McGirt's personal interests wind up implicating the tribes. So if something this happened to somebody else, then somebody else gonna be going down, and they don't want that to happen. See, that's how you gotta think. We don't care what his lot is in life because old Jimmy running around and doing other things, but we got to protect the interests of us all. But see, we don't move and think like that. So anyway, no one disputes that Mr. McGirt's crimes were committed on lands described as the Creek Reservation in an 1866 treaty and federal statute. But seeking to defend the state court judgment below, Oklahoma has put aside whatever procedural defenses it might have and ask us to confirm that the land once given to the Creek is no longer a reservation today. At another level, then, Mr. McGirt's case winds up as a contest between state and tribe. The scope of their dispute is limited. Nothing we might say today could unsettle Oklahoma's authority to try non-Indians for crimes against non-Indians on the lands in question. Right. See United States versus McBradney. Still, the stakes are not insignificant. If Mr. McGirt and the tribe are right, the state has no right to prosecute Indians for crimes committed in a portion of northeastern Oklahoma that includes most of the city of Tulsa, see? Black Tulsa, see? You want a crime, you want to take people down. You're getting a lot of crime, a lot of crime money, a lot of extortion money you're getting out of there. Yeah, a lot of bonds are being created for criminal cases, bonds worth $33 billion and $17 billion. Better listen, I know for a fact. Responsibility to try these matters would fall instead to the federal government and tribes, so the state wouldn't get nothing. Recently, the question has taken on more salience, too. While Oklahoma state courts have rejected any suggestion that the lands in question remain a reservation, the Tenth Circuit has reached the opposite conclusion, Murphy versus Royal. We granted certiorari to settle the question. So now they brought it to question. Start with what should be obvious. Congress established a reservation for the Creeks. In a series of treaties, Congress not only solemnly guaranteed the land, but also established boundary lines which will secure a country and permanent home to the whole Creek Nation of Indians. That's the whole of us. Listen to the five civilized tribes. Listen, 1830 Treaty, Article 14, 7th Statute, 368, 1833 Treaty, Preamble, 7th Statute, 418. And you in on the air with us live in. So I'm going to finish off this so we can get our guest in right here. And so we got, and what was that, the last, for that last statute? Okay. So the treaty. The government's promises were made gratuitously. Rather, the 1833 treaty acknowledged that the United States are desirous that the Creeks should remove to the country west of the Mississippi. And in service of that goal, required the Creeks to cede all lands in the east. So we gave up all them hundreds of thousands of acres to the east, and they put us on the western part of our own country, which is what they left ceded to us in Oklahoma. So if you're not claiming to your native tribalness inside of you, that's belong to you. Then you could go and look at the crimes that's been enumerated, you've been committed under, that's been priored against you. Man, there's so many bonds tied to them. Man, where you could put claims against and be, that's your, what you call it, reparation. All those bonds and stuff have been taken out and injured you against the injury of your denationalization and stuff. See, you better wise up. You could do a search and find these bonds. You could find out how they tied to you and everything, where they took them out and everything. You can see how it's been used against you, and you put a claim. And that's how you be rewarded, and your bankroll gets boomed up fast. But you got to sit down and get the right steps and don't go the wrong route, because if you go the wrong route, then they're going to end up Xing you out. And then you just go have a fake little claim, a little false little feeling in for a short second. Because the prophet said it best in his prophecies. He said some people go sell their name for a morsel of bread. See, you go claim that you're more, and you go sell it for a morsel of bread for a little script. You go give it away. Instead of understanding that you're the heir to it all. It's all y'all's, all yours. You're just plain old rich, and you just don't know it. That's what the prophet told us. He said, more, you're just plain old rich and don't know it. Man, it's all ours, the sun, moon, and the stars. Huh? Hello, alhamdulillah. Now, we do have a guest on board right now. And I want to welcome in Miss Queen Kitty, you know, Candy Creations and Queen Kitty. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, we can hear you loud and clear, too. How are you today?
Oh, well, how are you? How are you?
We doing good. Just in here functioning. Just trying to build these blocks and network with the rest of the family so we can get it together.
I definitely understand that. I definitely hear you out here. I'm listening to you. I hear you over here talking about the Creek Nations and getting everything together and people really realizing who they are out here in this world.
Yeah, that's so important right now, especially. It's we at war.
Exactly.
There's no other way to say it. And we need that networking. You know, we be having stuff. There's no way we can be productive and spend the number one consumers. And then when we have black enterprises, you know, we want our people to, if we the number one consumers, then who my target going to be? I want my target to be the people who spending the most money, which is my people.
Correct.
But a lot of time, they not going to come spend with the people that look like us.
Correct.
So
that's correct. That's why sometimes you got to mask up and have a different face on for everything.
No question about it. And that's another thing that we got to understand. You don't got to always be the face. You can sit back and you can put somebody else out there. You might have to put a European face on it, an Asian face or something. Who knows? But, you know, but you got to get it out. Which comes to the point, how is your product aligned? What's going on with that?
Oh, we're doing amazing. We're doing amazing. Thank you for asking. We will be streaming on all major platforms come August the 17th. Queen Kitty will be not only on the website, it will be available on Amazon and in Walmart and Target stores through a third-party vendor. So
now,
you guys look for that coming up.
Now, this is not your first time on the show, so you know they don't know about that. But I want you to explain what Queen Kitty is. Like is that some meow meow or like what is that? What is Queen Kitty? What's going on with that?
Okay, so Queen Kitty is an all natural feminine hygiene product that we take that kitty from meowing to purring, you know, we make that kitty purr over here. Big purr,
what
Corey LeRae say.
Now, what you mean is all natural. What that mean? Like, for some of us who lame and might don't know, what does that mean? It's a feminine product. What is that? What you got going on there with Queen Kitty?
All natural means we're using nothing but herbs and flowers and all natural products. Vinegar, apple cider vinegar. We're using oils. We're using
these vaginal products.
Yes, these are vaginal products.
Oh, well, that's what we're trying to find out. That's what we're trying to find out, baby, what kind of product this is. We really need to know if you're making the kitty go from meow to purring, what you got going on over there?
These are definitely vaginal products, and we're giving you that 17-year-old youth back. We're rejuvenating that vagina.
Ooh, that snapback?
Yeah, that snapback.
Ooh, where can the fellas? We got to try this, fellas. We got to get some. Y'all got to order some of this. You got to order some of this and slide it to your girl, man. You got to slide it to your girl, man, and see what this is. So what kind of different products do you got? Give us a description of what you have for your line, and then give your where they could go, we could go and find your product.
Okay, well, we have All Natural Detox Feminine Oil. This oil, you can use it, a couple of hours before you and your partner play, and it'll be a very lubricating, very great experience for you all. We also have washes to wash it up and get it real fresh out there. We also have some pops. These are more like, when I thought they were detox pops, I really got feedback that these are like feminine pops, libido pops. They are like making girls where they're more interested in having, those relations with their partners. They're like, their drive is super high when it's usually like down and low, like, oh, no, touch me. Their drive is actually going up way above than we expected.
Also,
we have some steamers. Like I said, we have some steamers for the ladies that want to steam out. And you can find all these products right now at www.queenkitty, that kitty with a KTTY.net.
Yeah, you good. And you good, too. I know I had just sent a message to you. We ain't in no mood. I want you to get your stuff explained. I had just extended my accession. I could just go on while we moving. So I still got 32 minutes on my show personally, so you don't have to be in no rush. But, yeah, that's what we wanted to get an understanding of. What was that the whole product line and where we could find it at. And how have your reviews been? Have you been getting reviews back from the sisters or brothers or what?
Yeah, actually, I have been getting some personal reviews back. One testimonial that really touched me to the
core was a lady.
Yep. She actually hit me up about my product, and she started using. She wasn't able to conceive. She wasn't able to bear children. So I told her, try this product. And I recommended the steamers along with the pops for her to use for at least 2 weeks. So she was using it regularly for 2 weeks. And now I have a picture, and she's going to send me a video of her seeing that she's pregnant now. And we're so excited because she has had, she hasn't had, the doctors told her she couldn't conceive. And so now she used my product. She used the products that I gave her, and now she is bearing a child. So I'm so excited for this journey right now. I'm so excited. I'm, super stoked. I'm like, hey, I'm helping women that can't have children, And I don't know if it's going to be for all, but I know what happened when I gave her this product. So that's what's going on right now.
The power of the mind, is magnificent. So. If y'all believe and you put that in, you can put that into your potion.
Correct.
You can put that love and that spirit and that energy into your potion, and people don't understand that and make it happen. That's what I do when I make my teas. I be putting them in there to make something happen. I don't just be putting in just drink.
Correct.
I put in there to make something happen. No doubt about it. So that's what we wanted to just check in. And just wanted to see how you was doing. It has been a while since you had came on the show. I just wanted to make sure everything was going on. Now, you say to be looked for you on all major platforms.
August 17th. Yes, August 17th. Be looking for me. When you go shop your stuff at Walmart, you can type in Queen Kitty, and my products will be up there, Walmart, Amazon, and Target.
And that's Queen Kitty.
Yes, that's Q-U-E-E-N K-I-T-T-Y. Queen Kitty. .net. And you can also follow me on Instagram. That's my Instagram as well, Queen Kitty. And it'll keep you up to date with all our latest discount offers, our giveaways, everything.
Okay. So yeah, we will put you on the promotional. We will put you on the promotional slide. We'll bill you net 30. We'll send you a net 30 and report you now. Yeah, we'll report you to Duns, man. Don't worry about it. Yeah, we're gonna report you to Duns, man, for net 30, man. We're going to promote you every time we come on, man. We're going to send them to queenkitty.net and at Instagram, Queen Kitty, man. Don't worry. We'll send that to you. Hey, but it was good hearing you, and I know that y'all doing good, man. It's good. So we'll be looking for you August 17th, y'all. Queen Kitty.
August 17th. QueenKitty.net.
Yeah, that's the drop date. So, look, so we wish you success, man. Stay safe, you and the fam, and we here to hope you check back in after your launch, and we hear from you. You slide back through again.
All right, that sounds good. It was a pleasure being on the show today.
All right, peace and love.
Peace and love.
Okay, yeah. So that was the Moabites, man. One of the Moabite sisters, man. Y'all need to check in with that. Don't forget, August 17th, queenkitty.net, man. Y'all and go there, and Queen Kitty, the product line is coming, and go to queenkitty.net and Queen Kitty at Instagram and check her out, man. That's the Moabite sister. We got to support our brothers and sisters, man. This is about being industrious. And listen, I know personally that the stuff works, man. Listen, I have my guests on for a reason, man, because I know their product, man. If you mess with me and listening to me and think my product is authentic, man, my people product is authentic, man. So I know that thing work, man. So, you know, you go for the men, man, go get some of that snapper, man. Get you some snapper red, man. I don't know what you do, man, if you eat fish, if you don't, if you're vegan or whatever you got going on, man. But get you some of that snapper red, man, some of that crawdad down there grabbing you now. You know that gripper. You know what I'm talking about now. Now, for the women, you know, yeah, the women know what to do for them. You know, yeah. He can't even get in there, girl. Ooh, girl, man, took away. He can't even get in there. Y'all know how it be, man. You can't get in there. You're like, damn. Y'all, you got to do that. But anyway, let's move along. Mr. McGirt's case. We're going to finish reading that and see what we can and stimulate our minds some to see what we can get out of that. All right? Now, the key question Mr. McGirt faces, okay, now we passed that part. Here we go, part two. Okay. Start with what should be obvious. Congress established a reservation, right, for the Creeks. All right? They guaranteed the land and established boundaries that would secure a permanent home to the Creek Nation. All right? Because the tribe's move west was ostensibly voluntary, Congress held out another assurance as well. In the statute that precipitated these negotiations, Congress authorized the president to assure the tribe that the United States will forever secure and guarantee to them the country so exchanged with them. Indian Removal Act of 1830, Section 3, 4 Statute 412. And if they prefer it, the bill continued, the United States will cause a patent or grant to be made and executed to them for the same, provided always that such lands shall revert to the United States if the Indians become extinct or abandon the same. If agreeable to all sides, a tribe would not only enjoy the government's solemn treaty promises, it would hold legal title to its land. It was an offer the Creek accepted. Listen. So they saying, if you extinct or something, you can get the land. But hell no. So you can just wipe us out. So see, somebody go buck about that. Man, what you mean? You could have the land if we extinct. If the Indians, look, provided always that such land should revert to the United States if the Indians become extinct or abandon the same. So if you abandon, it always are. So that's why you trick us out of a lot of this land. Listen, it was offered the Creek accepted. The 1833 treaty fixed borders for what was to be a permanent home to the whole Creek Nation of Indians. Indian. 1833 Treaty Preamble, 7 Statute 418. It also established that the United States will grant a patent in fee simple to the Creek Nation of Indians for the land assigned said nation by this treaty, Article 3, ed. Add 419. That grant came with the caveat that the rights thus guaranteed by the United States shall be continued to said tribe of Indians, so long as they shall exist as a nation and continue to occupy the country hereby assigned to them. Got to stay in your place, stay as right, stay there. The promised patent formally issued in 1852, see Woodford versus D. Graffenreid. These early treaties did not refer to the Creek lands as a reservation, perhaps because that word had not yet acquired such distinctive significance in federal Indian law. But we have found similar language in treaties from the same era sufficient to create a reservation. The Menominee tribe versus United States, where it says the grant of land for a home to be held as Indian lands are held, established a reservation. And later acts of Congress left no room for doubt. In 1866, the United States entered yet another treaty with the Creek Nation. This agreement reduced the size of the land set aside for the Creek, compensating the tribe at a price of 30 cents an acre. Treaty between the United States and the Creek Nation of Indians, Article 3, June 14, 1866, at 14 Statute 786. But Congress explicitly restated its commitment that the remaining land would be forever set apart as a home for said Creek Nation, which it now referred to as the Reduced Creek Nation Reservation, Articles 3, 14, ed. At 786 and 788. Throughout the late 19th century, many other federal laws also expressly referred to the Creek Reservation. See, for example, Treaty between United States and Cherokee Nation of Indians, Article 4, July 19, 1866, 14 Statute 800, Creek Reservation. Act of March 3rd, the Creek Reservation Act of March 3rd, 1873, Chapter 322, that's my great-granny in that mind, 17 Statute 626. Multiple reference to the Creek Reservation and Creek Indian Reservation. 11 Congress recorded 2351 of 1881, discussing the dividing line between the Creek Reservation and their ceded lands. Act of February 13, 1891, 26 Statute 750, describing a cession by referencing the west boundary line of the Creek Reservation. There is a final set of assurances that bear mention, too. In the Treaty of 1856, Congress promised that no portion of the Creek Reservation shall ever be embraced or included within or annexed to any territory or state. Article 4, 11, Statute 700. Okay. And within their lands, with exception, the Creeks were to be secured in the unrestricted right of self-government with full jurisdiction over enrolled tribe members and their property. Article 4, that's what Mr. Jimmy fighting. So the Creek were promised not only a permanent home that would be forever set apart, they were also assured a right to self-government on lands that would lie outside both the legal jurisdiction and geographic boundary of any state. Under any definition, this was a reservation. So that over there. So, anyway, I'm not going to read all of Jimmy, but Jimmy's going on. This is dealing with jurisdiction and his land, and we're going to go into Jimmy some more. But I wanted to bring Jimmy out because, let me go to the ending of it. Well, they told old Jimmy now, this has implications for us all, because now that they can't, in the state of Oklahoma, that they have to overturn all those cases. Here's the dice change. So when they had to turn over all them cases, that makes it bad now. They can't extort and get all those revenues, billions of dollars. Many cases got to be on. Sent through the system and turned over. Many people released. So, what do that say for the other states? Because, hey, what does that say for the other 50 states now? See, you got to put your claim in. You got to stand up and proclaim who you are, because you've been getting criminalized in all these states under the same crime act, which is what they use for Negroes, the black code laws, which is the ones that they criminalize and kick the police in your neighborhood all the time. And every time you bip, bop, or fart, they pulling you over. Them laws right there. They're everywhere you see them, they pulling you over. You see bail and all that type of stuff, getting their extortion fees off the land. Right? Here go the ending with the dissent from the Supreme Court said, I agree with Chief Justice that the former Creek Nation Reservation, this is Justice Thomas dissenting, I agree with the Chief Justice that the former Creek Nation Reservation was disestablished at statehood, and Oklahoma therefore has jurisdiction to prosecute petitioner for sexually assaulting his wife's granddaughter. I write separately to note an additional defect in the court's decision. It reverses a state court judgment that has no jurisdiction to review. We have long recognized that where the judgment of a state court rests upon two grounds, one of which is federal and the other non-federal character, our jurisdiction fails if the non-federal ground is independent of the federal ground and adequate to support the judgment. Under this well-settled rule, we lack jurisdiction to review the Oklahoma Court of Criminal Appeals decision because it rests on adequate and independent state ground. In his application for state post-conviction relief, petitioner claims that Oklahoma lacked jurisdiction to prosecute him because his crime was committed on Creek Nation land and thus was subject to the exclusive jurisdiction of the federal government under the Major Crimes Act, 18 U.S.C., Section 1153. In support of his argument, petitioner cited the Tenth Circuit decision in Murphy versus Royal. The Oklahoma Court of Criminal Appeals concluded that petitioner's claim was procedurally barred under state law because it was not raised previously on direct appeal. They always say that, and thus was waived for further review. But the jurisdiction don't have no statute. It can't hit him with that. The court found no grounds for excusing this default, explaining that petitioner had not established any sufficient reason why his permanent grounds for relief were not previously raised. This state procedural bar was applied independent of any federal law, and it is adequate to support the decision below. We therefore lack jurisdiction to serve the state court's judgment. There are two possible arguments in favor of jurisdiction, neither of which hold water. Look how they get down on them. First, one might claim that the state procedural bar is not an adequate ground for decision in this case. In Murphy, the Tenth Circuit suggested that Oklahoma law permits jurisdictional challenges to be raised for the first time on collateral review. But the Oklahoma Court of Criminal Appeals did not even hint at such grounds for this given petitioner's default here. More importantly, however, we may not go beyond the four corners of the opinion and delve into background principles of Oklahoma law to determine the adequacy of the independent state grounds. The court put an end to that approach and long, noting that the process of examining state law is unsatisfactory because it requires us to interpret state laws with which we are generally unfamiliar and which often, as in this case, have not been discussed at length by the parties. Moreover, such second-guessing disrespects the independence of state courts and the state itself. Second, one might argue, as the court does, that we have jurisdiction because the decision below rests on federal, not state grounds. It is true that the Oklahoma Court of Criminal Appeals briefly recited the procedural history of Murphy and recognized that the Tenth Circuit decision, which we granted certiorari to review, is not yet final. But contrary to the court's assertion that a brief discussion of federal case law did not come close to addressing the merits of petitioner's federal Major Crimes Act claim. I know that's right. The state court did not analyze the relevant statutory text for this court's decisions in Solomon versus Barley, so it didn't. In Nebraska versus Parker, he hit him with this. It reads far too much into the opinion to claim that the court's brief reference to the Tenth Circuit's decision on Murphy transferred the state's court decision into one that fairly appears to rest primarily on federal law or to be interwoven with federal law. Nothing in the court's decision, court's opinion, suggests that his judgments was at all based on federal law. Thus, even if we were to set aside the fact that the state court clearly and expressly stated that its decision was based on state procedural grounds, we could not presume jurisdiction here. The court might think that in the grand scheme of things, this jurisdictional defect is fairly insignificant. After all, we were bound to resolve this federal question sooner or later, see Royal versus Murphy. But our desire to decisively settle important disputes for the sake of convenience and efficiency must yield to the overriding and time-honored concern about keeping the judiciary's power within its proper constitutional sphere, housing works of our superior. Because the Oklahoma court's judgment does not depend upon the decision of any federal question, we have no power to disturb it. See? I agree with the Chief Justice that the court misapplies our precedents in granting petition relief. But in doing so, the court also overrides Oklahoma's statutory procedural bar, upsetting a violent sex offender's conviction without the power to do so. The state of Oklahoma deserves more respect under our constitutional federal state, therefore I respect to be dissent. See, that was his dissension. He was mad. He was mad because they overturned it. Mad because they overturned it. But hey, man, them folk, man. You can't be criminalized them folk on their land and you paying tribute, paying tithes, you paying royalties. Yeah, we tax exempt, non-obligatory, not tax exempt, we non-obligatory tax. You can't tax us. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's what that is, and that's what's going on. So if you apply that and get your degrees together and get yourself together, you hit some of this agua. Some of this way loose, some of this H2O. I was throbbing in the throat. Ooh. Yeah, so when you get on point with your nationality or who you are and stop holding on to these tags, that's what's going to get us. Remember, we always go into persons. So remember, a person is either artificial or a person is. And here it goes from Blacks. I'm going to give it to you from Black Law because this is what they're going by. And it's presumption in law that you're artificial person unless you distinguish yourself from that fact. So you got to proclaim. You got to put it in writing. You got to tell them, I am not an artificial person. I am not a corporation. But that's what an artificial person is, and that's what the United States is. So if you're a U.S. citizen, that's what you are. You can argue, and you say what you want to. If you're arguing, you just unlearn. You just don't know. And you don't know. They not going to accept that in the courtroom that you don't know. They just go book you. They just go book you because they trying to get that bond. They trying to create that bond with them billions of dollars behind it. And you just go, old dummy. Go sit up in there and let them talk to you. And they talking all over your head, laughing at you. You on the ship sailing. You just on the ship sailing. They just laughing, talking all over your head, bonded. You've been kidnapped. You ain't even got a hood on, though. You see your kidnappers and everything. You can point them out. You can't even talk and say nothing. Silent night, holy night. That's like we in the court. We in there. You can't say nothing. Just stuck. Yeah, they talking all over here. Even the attorney that you hired. This dude that you hired. This fake dude. Man, if you ain't got him in his right capacity, man, you dead, man. He didn't gave leave to the court jurisdiction. Anyway, person. One, a human being. Ding, ding, ding. Everybody know that. All the people know that. Even the deaf, dumb, and blind know that. Point at you and say, person, could point and go, you know, can make a sound. The person who can't talk can make a sound. You say, what is a person? They could point and touch that. Human being. Two, an entity, such as a corporation, that is recognized by law as having the rights and duties of a human being, the living body of a human being. Artificial person is an entity, such as a corporation, created by law, and given certain legal rights and duties of a human being, a being, real or imaginary, who for the purpose of legal reasoning is treated more or less as a human being, also termed fictitious person, juristic person, legal person, moral person, legal entity. Now, you see that. A person is a human being. We got it. Two is an entity, such as a corporation, right? It's recognized, that's recognized by law as having rights and duties as a human being. Okay, so artificial person is an entity such as a corporation. That's a person, right? It's an artificial person. Created by law. Listen to the language. Created by law. And given certain legal rights and duties of a human being. A being real or imaginary who for the purpose of legal reasoning is treated more or less as a human being. That sound like us. Old Ted. I told you, we always use that Ted. Y'all watched the movie. We went to it, laughed and joked. Ted wanted to. Ted shaking his wee-wee, had all like he, you know, had him a girlfriend, smoking his herb, had his trees, had it going on. He was talking shit, swallowing spit. And to court, had his day in court. Somebody put a claim on him, a lien. We want our property back. Give our property, acting up. Man, they put a claim on Ted here with the court, and they hit the gavel on old Ted. Ted, you are no more. Ted, you are an artificial person. If you don't sit your tail down, that's what they told him. You fake, according to the art of the law. You're artificial. And even though you seem real and all this, and people feeling for you, you have no rights by law. They are given to you and created. That's what they told Led. Nah, he laughed and he went out of court with his head hanging. Then he went back, he understood his wee-wee wasn't no good no more. His herb he was smoking really wasn't getting him high. Yeah, he was just, it was over for Ted, but he was an artificial person. Now, as you go down, it says natural person. It says, and this is still black law. It says a human being as distinguished from an artificial person created by law. Natural person, again, a human being as distinguished from an artificial person created by law. How is you distinguished from? How are the two distinguished? Because it's clearly that an artificial person and a natural person is the same to people. And it's clearly a person could be a human being and an entity. So a human being as distinguished from an artificial person. So the difference is a natural person is a human being. And how do you distinguish that? Over here, you have to refute the fraud. You have over here, everybody's presumed to be an artificial person, a U.S. citizen. Okay, U.S. citizens are artificial persons. Why? Because the United States is a corporation. Yeah, it's a corporation. Look it up. Okay, they're doing business as. Okay, United States of America, Incorporated. All right? When you know that, then you know everything is big business. That's how you get you some of this. That's how you do business. You create your straw man and do business. So what better way for them to create straw creations out of the natural people? Because you're tied to the land. And the land is where the real resource is at. That's where the gold, the silver, the ink, the zinc, the tin, the platinum. Oh, the silver. Oh, you thought they was going somewhere else to get it, huh? Oh, they've been telling you they've been mining. Oh, yeah, they've been mining on the other parts of Mexum, of Africa, too, and in South Africa and other parts of North Africa. But they've been doing it over here, too, in Northwest Africa and in Southwest Africa. Yeah, that's where you at. See, you didn't know that this is a part of your dominion. See, you haven't been taught about geography and the languages. You in Al-Marak. Told y'all that. Grib Al-Aqfa. Yeah, you at home. You at home. See, you see the trains all the time. They got the coal and stuff. They don't show you the diamonds and stuff and all the type of stuff, the gold and stuff they take. But they show you the coal. They got the coal coming out of there. There's billions of dollars coming out of there. They're paying royalty to tribes. Tribes who they pulling that out of the territory that it's under. Yeah, people getting stipends. Right there, people got casinos and royalties. But you, black man, you're not getting anything. You want to keep saying that you're black. But you keep saying that you got Indian in you. But India is in another country. So who are you and who are the rightful heirs of this land? So we got to do better. We got to do better. Pull our resources, come together. Realize that we at home, sir. This is their call. So we just got to do better and reclaim who we are. Claim yourself. You know, make sure people understand who you are, you and your family, and get your royalties, and then you can show your friends and stuff how you're moving and balling. Why? Oh, man, I get my royalties, man, because I stand up to who I am. I don't pay taxes anymore because they pay me for being on my land. That's the example you want to be, not sitting around here learning how to beat and play the tax game. I don't care about that. What I care about is not having to pay taxes at all. And I want to, why would I want to, and I can't just sit around and keep taxing somebody to teach them how to not be taxed. Oh, here, let me show you how to rule. No, that's not in my spirit. I'm a civilizer. I'm a healer. So my spirit is, man, I'm going to give you the game. I'd rather teach you how to fish than to keep on taking you fishing. You can't keep on taking you with me, man, calling you every time. You got to keep on calling me and bothering me. Now, somebody else might want to set an industry up for that. My people, they might want to set an industry up to help people slowly but surely that way. That's what they might do. But I'm not on that like that, man. I'm trying to bring you up, man. I'm trying to bring you up and lift you up, man. The system as it is has to fall. We're not doing prison reform to help the prisoners. We're trying to break the system. If everybody just go to trial, system broke. If everybody just sit down, don't go to work because they ain't paying you anyway. It's either slavery or involuntary servitude because that's how you get slavery and voluntary servitude in the United States by committing a crime. That's how it becomes lawful. That's what the 13th Amendment says. That's what makes it lawful. So that's why they got the black codes and all these crimes and everything is criminalized, because everything is bonded and they're going to be paid. I bear witness to that. Every account number you got is a bond probably behind it. 99.9% of the time it's tied to a bond. It's the money. It's financial. And you running around here getting welfare and getting stipends. And then the people are all in your business. Because when you take that, when you get welfare, when you get any kind of stipend, when you get any kind of government assistance, food stamps, anything, you're in the system that's my nigga there. They own you. Your children are wards of the state. As soon as you get out any kind of assistance, your children are wards of the state. Because Massa is feeding them. You're not feeding them. The man not there, he can't even live in the home. You got to go get some assistance. Master on your children, ward of the state. And they was that anyway when they created that birth certificate, as far as they considered, as far as title, as far as using them as the title. They gave them to you physically, but they kept the title so they could do business with the title. And that's truth. People can tell you what they want. They can throw you off the fence if they want. But when you go get it in writing and you see it for yourself, then it's time for you to demonstrate it so you can get paid. Sunday night. Just got paid. Yeah, it's Friday night, y'all. Just got paid. Huh? That's what time it is, man. When you can see it in writing, man, be looking for that mail, man. We wait for that post office, man, to come up there with them with the numbers, man. We need them numbers, man. When we see them numbers in writing, then we go get at y'all. We go get at y'all with them numbers so you can make them numbers add up so we can see it on our side now. So we could be beneficial and a party to it. Huh? Amen. Alhamdulillah. Amen. Yeah, that's what we're going to do. We're going to make sure we get to it, too, and sit at the table. We're going to sit at the table because when you show us, then that's when you put in your claim. All you got to do is get the papers, get the paper trail. They have a paper trail. They have a paper trail. And when you get the paper trail, then you can put your claim in. Yeah, you put your claim in. You got a paper trail. I mean, I've been harmed, been denationalized, treason. War crimes against the people. So that's what this is about, man. You at home, and you got your own flag, got your own language, your own name, your own culture, man. Stand up. Stand up and get up and get something, man. You ain't got to get it the way we've been getting it, man. They've been falsified, man. That's fool's gold, man. It diminishes, man. They take everybody down, man. It kills your spirit, man. It kills your vibes inside, man. We on the righteous path, y'all. And you on the morning drip with Suleiman Bey. I don't know what time it is now. We in the evening? But, hey, we here. We dripping. Don't forget to tap into LegalEmpowermentGroup101.com. Leave your email, your comment, anything in the archives and episodes that you want to talk about, deal with, that you need help with, credit repair, credit builder, anything like that. Get at us there. AlmoreConsultationLLC.com is another website. You know, we be in the sign, the symbol. We want to see things with our eyes. So you can go to the website. That's Almore, A-L-M-O-O-R. ConsultationLLC.com. You can go there and check it out. Don't forget to stop through our guest site. Queen Kitty was through here. Lovely Tay Bay was on the day today. And she going to be dropping again that Queen Kitty line on August 17, y'all, and all the platforms, Walmart, Target, all that. You can just stop in, grab your girl the kit, throw it to her in the car, slide to the Momo, wherever y'all going. Squirt, squirt. Have that thing tonight. I bear witness that thing going to be snizzapping. So it's the queenkitty.net. That's queenkitty, K-I-T-T-Y.net, and then queenkitty at Instagram, too. So listen, we thank y'all for sliding through in the venue. We hope y'all slide through again. I hope we kept you entertained, but I hope most importantly that we gave you some news that you can use. I hope that we kept you infused. Do you feel me? Got your spirit vibrant, ready to move and groove and get into something, ready to pool your resources with your family, whether the network, man, to make the things happen and be industrious. You feel me? And most importantly, know thyself. Hey, study the prophet, Noble Drew Ali. Get into the teachings. Hey, Islam, my name is Suleiman Bey. You've been on the morning drip, and I'll be looking forward to seeing y'all soon again. Stay in touch. Keep your heads up. Stay vigilant, y'all. Keep your mask on. If you got to go out, stay at home with your family. They make you some bean soup. We living off bean soup. Bean soup and vegetables. That's what we living off of, man. We ain't need nothing else. We trying to live forever, man. So y'all just stay safe out there. Be positive. Be blessed. Man, peace and love, Morris.